So how do we correlate the three modes with the analysis of how the mind works? Basically, the mind getting pulled in particular directions is because of the three modes of material nature. Now, the modes don't act on the soul. The modes primarily act on the subtle body. And that's how they pull. So, it is the focus of what it is that we are trying to understand. Now, if we want to understand the interaction within the mind, intelligence and soul, then we use the framework that we use today. I talked about how the main screen, now there are different links, and then which we are meant to choose, whether I choose this link or I keep on the main page what I want to read. Now which links pop up on that screen, which links become more prominent, that is what is determined by the mind. So, say, I am studying Shastra, and if at that time the mode of passion started becoming prominent, then my whole study of Shastra will be for the purpose, you know, next time when I meet someone, what can I quote by which I can impress someone? I'm studying Shastra, but my motive is not really to connect with Krishna. It is not only to deepen my understanding. It is to just impress others. So that even when I'm reading, I, you know, this point. Sometimes some people hear class also. They sit in the class primarily to be entertained. You know, sometimes we unconsciously use the laughter test to judge how good a class is. How many jokes were there in the class? A lot of jokes, a very good class. It's good to have jokes, but we are not here to primarily be entertained. We want to be educated, we want to be uplifted, we want to be purified by hearing about Krishna. So in the mode of passion, we may study scripture itself, but in the study of scripture, what we focus on, that will be determined by the modes. Or while studying scripture also we get distracted. If you are in the mode of ignorance, you'll feel, so boring, I just want to go to sleep now. If the contamination is the mode of passion, I have to do this, you know, how long can I study? Maybe later I'll study this. So if I'm reading one page, the kind of links that pop up and that allure me, they'll be shaped by the modes. If I'm in the mode of passion, and then the mode of ignorance becomes prominent. Then I'm running around doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. So boring, so tiresome, I don't want to do it now. That thought comes in. And if you give in to that thought, then the mode of ignorance will take control of us. So, while we are going through our normal course of life, the mind gives us various distracting options. So which options the mind distracts us with, that is determined by the modes, which are currently influencing us at that time. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you know, I just said that eventually one should rise to the mode of goodness. Sometimes, you know, in the devotional service, depending on one's aptitude or skill set, not everyone may be very good in Shastra or giving lectures or, you know, in that, but you may be able to better serve doing some other service which may be more in mode of passion, like, you know, running the show or managing, which may certainly, you know, seem to be more quote-unquote passionate, but in spite of your, you know, second initiation or something, you feel that's where you can contribute the most. Now, is mind tricking you, because eventually everyone is getting old. Unless you are in mode of goodness, you can't even, you know, think of proceeding for devotional service, which is even beyond that. So what should be